Hey, everybody. It's a Monday. It's a new week, new topic, and we're going to talk this week about Pete's pet peeves. Pete's pet peeves. These are things that drive Pete nuts. But here's the twist this week. These are things that drive me nuts about myself. So how many of these things that drive me nuts about myself can you relate to? A little stream of consciousness coming up. Stay tuned. That's a little harsh.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
The first thing that drives me nuts about myself is saying yes when I should say no. Saying yes when I should say no. How many of you as leaders do this? And what I mean by this is two different ways. One, if I'm in the workplace leading my team, managing my team, and they ask me a question or want to do something, and I know the answer should be no, but I end up saying, yes, you can do that. Yes, you can try that. When I know, you know, sometimes I'm like, just get a spine sometimes and say, no, you can't do that right now. Don't try to be the favorite manager, the favorite leader. You don't have to say yes to everything. But more importantly, it comes to me when it comes to people asking me to be involved in things. Hey, can you teach a Sunday school class? Hey, can you be involved in this project? Hey, and in the past, I used to spend a lot of time saying yes, yes, yes to everything. In fact, in my church, I was asked to be involved in this big project. And without even thinking, I just said yes. And then I came home and talked to my wife about it. And she's like, are you sure you want to do this? Do you have time? Do you have capacity? And are you the right person for the job? So it wasn't even that, you know, I was just being selfish. It was that I didn't realize that the commitment it took. So I had to go back weeks later and let the people know after they had made all these decisions based on my saying yes. So we need to be careful of this as leaders. I'm talking to myself here. There are times when it's okay to say no. There are times when you need to say no. So don't feel like you always have to say yes. That's a pet peeve of mine that I'm always saying yes sometimes when I should be saying no. All right, more of these later on tomorrow and the rest of this week. Stay tuned. We'll talk to you then.